I think Wexford was very passionate about his job. He really believed in policing, and he really believed in catching the criminal. That was him, really, yes. A very passionate man, really, yes.
As the Wexford series went on, I think Ruth Rendell, the author, got much more interested in social issues, and I think that came across in the books, whether it was things like the rerouting of a road through an area of countryside that was, the habitat was in danger of being destroyed, whether it's to do with immigration policy, I mean, whatever it is. She's got a social conscience. I mean, she sits in the House of Lords and she has a lot to say in the House of Lords, Ruth Rendell. And so why not give those concerns to your characters? And as an author, we have channeling your questions and frustrations about the world and making sense of the world through your fiction.
The character of Wexford certainly has a huge sense of being aware of society, what's happening. And a lot of it was not sexy in the sense of we were dealing with people in bad situations. He couldn't but be unaffected by what he was seeing.
The council's saving up to blow this lot up.
Mrs. Corey gets elected, they're going to have an explosion sponsored by the Crescent supermarkets.
The BNP get in, they're going to leave the people in and then blow it up.
With road rage as an example, which is about a road being cut through the edge of a kind of market town, which happens to be kind of close to King's Markham. Wexford has to kind of run that fine line between the fact he doesn't want the road to be built. He thinks what they're doing is wrong to kind of build the road, that it is destroying the environment, it is destroying the countryside. You don't need the road.
There will be books. It'll linger on in galleries, but for us, all that remains is concrete.
Nevertheless, it's his job to kind of police the area. So when protesters kind of move in and to prevent the road being built, it, on the one hand, it plays to his sympathy, but on the other, he doesn't agree with the way that they're doing it.
Wexford prided himself, of course, on not being the least racist. But Dr. Akande came in and said that his daughter was missing, and he was a new doctor in the town, and they found a black girl dead. And Wexford jumps to the conclusion,
that's not my daughter. That's not Melanie.
Are you sure, Dr. Akande? Please, look again.
Of course I'm sure. Do you think a man doesn't know his own child?
And Mrs. Akande comes running down to the police station and says, how dare you? And you're a racist.
This dead girl, she's black?
Yes.
Is she like Melanie?
No.
How dare you do that to us?
Mrs. Akande, it's a mistake that's happened many times before.
Coming to our house, the great white liberal detective, so gentle, so magnanimous.
Letty, please don't.
I deeply regret that this has happened.
You deeply regret it? You deeply regret being caught out? Because you find a dead black girl, it's got to be our girl. Because we're black, and we all look alike, don't we?
And he, as somebody who would never have called himself a racist, finds that sort of, in a subterranean way, in some of his attitudes, there is an inbuilt racism. He sees black people as different. And he's brought sort of face to face with that in the course of the story, and is very shocked by himself and what he sees in himself.
I think if I had suffered from the activities of a criminal, I would prefer to have Foyle investigating my case than Wexford. Wexford would get there, but I think his might be a rather long, drawn-out investigation, whereas I think Foyle would be more instinctive.
I think you'd have to vote for Wexford because he's absolutely reliable. He's honest, he's dependable, and he cares.
Very much a kind of everyman, astonished by the changes in society, trying to move with the times, trying to juggle family life. And he appeals to people on that level. You can identify with something in Wexford, whoever you are.